Thousands of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks. Bo.
What's up, Vancouver? You're listening to Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR FM. I'm back from a brief hiatus, all suntanned and chilling. And I got some guests in the studio.
Hello. You're not that tan. Don't feel that bad, Vancouver. He's not that tan. He's like maybe been hitting the tanning booth. Okay. Like not that bad.
Hold
he's,
on though.
This guy he's a little rosy.
Usually I'm a vampire, like vampire status, basically with the paleness on my skin, and this is a pretty big. I just thought
you were like a little bit flushed because you're excited to see me. That's what he looks like. He doesn't look.
That might be.
He's got two ladies in the studio. That's
exactly. Speaking of ladies, why don't you introduce yourselves to the world, even though you're on this station pretty frequently, anyways.
I just have a bed under the desk.
Yeah, you might be new to some of our listeners, although I doubt it.
Well, hi, I'm Blantron Sam. This is
Hello World. My name is Kay. Yes. You might remember me from such segments as Hey, Fireplace, and This Is What's Grinding My Gears on Hot Mess. But here I am on this show.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Well.
So where were you? Where were you off? Where were you tanning?
I was in.
New
York for the weekend, which wasn't very sunny, and then Easter weekend. And then I made my way down to Bermuda.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really good. I got a roommate, or my old roommate is down there, so I went and chilled with him.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, I really enjoy New York. It was like my first time there.
I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
It was.
Everything you hoped it to be more?
Totally.
Did you get a cab anywhere?
I got, that was the bane of my existence. I had to pay $50 to get from the fucking airport to here. No, we can swear. This is grown-up radio.
Oh,
on Jump Street.
I know. Sorry. What about me?
Yeah, I like the
cabbies in New York, how they're exact. They're all like George Costanza. They all like get out of the cab like, hello, what is this? You're an idiot. People are honking the horns and it's great.
Yeah, I noticed a bit of that.
That's awesome.
So what else did I want to talk about today? I'm just going to get into some music right away because I want to get my little thing out of the way and then let the girls
do our thing.
Yeah, exactly, which is obviously much better than mine. So in New York I saw, at Webster Hall I saw Annie Mac, Crookers, Congo Rock, and Annie Mac played this song, which ruined my life when it came out, and I can't believe I forgot about it, but I'm going to play it for you guys now. It's called Eastern Jam. By Chasin'
awesome.
Status. Yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the
song. For all the drum and bass fans out there, this one's for you.
Yeah. for Q. So I'm going to do that and then maybe play some other music after that. So, yeah, we'll catch you on the flip side, Vancouver. This is Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR FM. Oh, one last thing. I need to know what's going on the Vancouver Canucks game. It's overtime right now. Give us a call, 604-822-2487, as soon as the game ends, and I'll give you some free tickets to something. I don't know, something awesome.
Our show, which is coming up at La Hype. Free tickets to Risky Business.
Boom, done.
There you go.
Done. Tons. We'll give you 10 tickets to that. Okay.
And we'll personally dance with you. Vancouver.
All right, peace.
Why don't these kids come? Simply don't know. But I'm in 2D, and all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Beep, beep, beep. Show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, time. We're back.
That was a delight of a set.
Thanks, team. It's been like 2 weeks since I got to do that.
So you just had all these goodies just waiting.
Yeah, I had to.
You're welcome, Vancouver.
Yeah, take that.
It's more, okay. Let's hope that Matt goes tanning more often.
I just about fell out of my chair. Actually, I got to give a big up to Banana Tans on Main Street.
Looking good.
Yeah, that was my tanning spot before I went on my trip. They kept me up. So I'm gonna get some shameless self promotion out of the way, and then we'll dedicate the whole rest of the show to you guys.
Yay!
Everyone needs to come out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday, of course, DJ Merge. I'm gonna say, yeah, Sam's buddy. I've been out of town. What I have heard is that he's dope. So you need to be there on Wednesday. Him and me are gonna be playing some music at the Lamplighter. Thursday is my brand spanking new night with Ernest Sane. It's called Rocket Science. You're going to hear a lot of stuff like what I just played. That's at the Met. Friday, it's me and DJ Tanner this week at the Modern. And yeah, hit me up on Facebook. Hit us up at lifeonjumpstreet.com. Anything, you can get a big old guest list for that. So come down. Anyways, now that that's out of the way, girls, ladies. I have a lot of questions that I need.
You just wrote. I have a feeling that you've done a lot of research.
Yes.
And you've written amazing questions.
Exactly. While I was flying back, actually, from Bermuda, it was racking my mind what to ask you, and I came up with probably about 15 solid questions for you girls.
Woo! So excited. I can't wait.
Okay.
I wonder what they are.
Okay. First of all, everybody needs to know, I think. Let's start from the beginning.
Yes.
How did you guys, how did you meet? How did you come together?
eHarmony. No.
Really?
No.
Well,
MySpace.
First, I might say that if, for those who do not know, Blantron is a DJ and K, which is me, is I'm an MC. So we're together.
I am an MC.
And we have a band. So basically, I found her on the internet. And I heard a lot about her, and I hit her up and I said, hey, I'm interested in starting a female duo band of amazingness, and you're really hot, and apparently you have great music, so could, well, I don't know if your music's great, but you're cute, so let's
get together.
She didn't even listen,
she's like, I'm an MC, and I have lots of music, and I'd like to make music for her. She just doesn't have any music on her page, she didn't send me any music.
So it was purely physical.
Yeah, it was actually was purely physical. I'm like, you look good, you're gonna make me look good.
If I look bad, you look bad. But basically, I'm like, I saw a picture of her, and I thought it was me, and I was like, wait a minute,
yes.
Have you ever kissed yourself in the mirror and thought, I wish there was another one of me? Well, I found her, and she's a DJ.
Yay! It all worked out perfectly. So, yeah, she hit me up. We started writing music on AIM, and then she was, hanging out, trying to renew her visa to go down to LA again, and I was, like, wanting to quit my job, and so she's like, let's have a band. I'll move out there for you, and I was like, I'll quit my job for you, and we hadn't even met yet.
Wow.
And then, actually, you saw us on the first night we met. We came to your night at La Hype.
That's right.
That was the very first night.
It was so
I can take full credit for pretty much anything that results of this relationship?
Yeah. You're like, my sexy beats were what brought these two girls together. I was the playlist to their love affair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I remember that night. You guys actually pretty much started and tore up the dance floor for a majority of the night.
I think you had to get a new floor put in the next day.
These girls were like, you guys single-handedly started the party.
Yeah.
We love you.
And
we're like,
and
you don't even know
music.
And what?
And Chirk's music.
And
no,
yes.
No.
Yeah. No, but we were just saying, sorry, the dance floor.
Yeah.
I windmilled my way into that dance floor, and I did the sprinkler and the Funky Monkey, and people were all up in that.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a good night. That's a fun night. Anytime you can come down, the Hype. Great Wednesday night.
Aw, thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah, next question. So I guess inquiring minds would want to know what the name of your group is. Have we not even stated that yet?
Risky Business.
Ah, I knew that.
It was hard coming up with a name. We spent
Risky
like,
Business.
That's true, because you guys didn't have a name until very recently, right?
Well, no, we were like, okay, well, I have a fan following as Blantron, and she has a fan following as K, so we'll just be Blantron and K. And everybody's like, no, that's stupid. You guys are stupid. And, like, just cut us down. Sam Dammo was one of them. He's like, that's dumb.
He's a Negatron.
Yeah, he is. Actually, the first time I ever met Sam, he's like, I hate your song on MySpace. It's the first thing he ever said to me. Are you singing in it? Because I hate it. And then I was like, well, F you, because Annie Mac's playing it on her mashup thing. And then he was like, thought I was cool after that. So props to Annie Mac for bringing me up.
Yeah. You should have cued that song, damn it.
Oh.
You should find that.
I'll just play it right
now.
Just
take those old records off the shelf.
That song?
That, because it's that's how we're going to start our set, because it's risky, risky, risky business.
We actually watched the Tom Cruise dance like 7 times, and I almost converted to like Scientology, and I was like, we need to turn this off.
Yeah,
these
ones
are like secret
you...
dance moves that he's like doing in his underwear. They're like, oh my god, I want to go get a free personality test on Melrose Place. So good right now.
Sorry, next question.
No, no, I'm okay with Scientology. We can talk about that if you like.
We try to always touch on politics, religion, and curse words.
Oh, really?
So my mother feels really, really happy about what we've done on the radio show.
Perfect. Okay, this is the next burning question I have for you guys. Well, actually, no, you kind of answered it already.
Okay. Burning through them.
Yeah, you're way ahead of me. When was the last time you used... This is kind of random, and I just thought of it on my own. You know, the weird... guy that I am. When was the last time you used a chainsaw?
Oh, it's how clever of you to ask.
4 days ago.
What?
Yeah, Kay, I brought Kay home for Easter to meet the fam.
Okay.
And not gay, just love each other.
It's not gay if there's fabric in between. That's what my therapist told me. Anyways.
And we chopped some wood, and Kay actually wielded.
Again, not lesbians.
Not lesbians.
Chopping wood.
Yeah. No, we looked really pretty while we were doing it, and afterwards we called a bunch of boys and, like, talked sexy to them. No, she wielded a chainsaw, and she did a really good job.
Sam took me to Campbell River for Easter and ensured me that I would learn how to relax and all that crap, and we chopped wood, and then what do? We polished pebbles, and then we rearranged your grandmother's slipper collection. We put on moo-moos, and then I went on a weight-gaining challenge with the rest of your family how many chocolates I can eat.
Every time I go home, so I don't know if you, like, go home to your families for Easter, but, like, it is, like, instant. Like, you should just put an IV of calories into my arm second I walk in the door. Anyways.
Weird that I would have that question to ask you and you just use a chainsaw. Because I ask everyone on the show.
You should ask. That should be, like, your go-to question.
No, it is. It is. We've only done one other interview, and the first thing I asked him was when he
was last time chainsaw.
Yeah. When was the last time there was a body in your truck? that's a coinciding question. Yeah. But anyways, continue.
True, yeah. Those can...
Random. I like how you're laughing, but you're like getting anxiety. Are you sweating?
It's hot in here.
Yeah, it is
hot. Do you have a body in your trunk?
And a chainsaw.
Is it a baby?
Here, let me ask you something else.
All right.
I actually remember a time not too long ago. This is when I was still at Republic on the patio. You guys came in and were teaching me a dance that you had come up with, or trying to. And I think some of my friends were getting in the way, but you had this amazing dance.
Oh, Chinese typewriter.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I never really got to see it.
It's pretty great.
So on that note, what is your favorite dance move? Is that it?
That one, and what's the other one? Fishing. Going fishing.
Fishing is good because Sam does
I'm an amazing bass.
Very, very realistic. It is actually like... Actually, I just developed an accent, but it's actually, I brought a tear to my eye because I started to feel for the fish and what it feels like to be ripped out of the ocean.
Yeah, because when you play the fish, you're terrible.
But hold on, are you the fisherman in this
relationship? I am obviously the fisherman. I wear the pants in this relationship. I think it's pretty obvious. So yes, I'm the fisherman and fisherwoman.
We also, my favorite game, and I really challenge all of you in Vancouver to do this, in safe bars where there's not gangsters, the dance mimic game. It's like you have to get as close as you possibly can to someone who's dancing ridiculously and do their dance as close as you possibly can to them. And whoever does it the longest and the better, wins.
And the bestest?
And the bestest wins a drink.
Really?
Yeah. It's fun. You should try it. I actually do it on the patio all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of material up there.
Yeah.
Especially now. Anyways.
No bitterness.
Anyways, yeah, no bitterness.
Okay, next question.
Well, I have so many. let me think here.
Why don't I play you our new tune, and you can ask us some more questions.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Oh, snap.
And you know what? And I was talking to Kay, and I'm not disappointed, but I'm saddened. I would have loved to hear that track that you played for me that super late night we had at your house, because I just remember it was like 6 a.m. and
we weren't up till 6 a.m.
No,
we had just gotten up for
a running club.
A running club, yeah. And I was like, listen to this song, it'll get you jacked.
Yeah.
If actually, I'll tell you what, if anybody does want to hear a little morsel of the song that he's talking about, it's at YouTube/
user /K-music. K-A-Y-M-U-S-I-K.
K-A-Y-M-U-S-I-K.
And it is well worth it. From what I remember, this was quite the...
Was that after Megablend?
Quite the musical endeavor. Yeah, it really was.
Oh.
Yeah, Megablend.
Good night.
Yeah. Let's play some music.
Let's. Okay, sure. So this is actually like the Chrome Kids made this little weird instrumental, and Kay found it, and then we just like...
Jazzed it up.
Jazzed it up. So here it is.
Okay, here you go, Vancouver. Risky Business. Check it.
Down, bang, bang, and hit the ground, bang, bang, that up and down, bang, bang, my baby's
shut me down.
Welcome back. This is Life on Jump Street. That was Risky Business, and that was pretty fucking sweet. That's the first time I've ever heard that, actually.
It's the second time we've heard it.
It's making me sweat.
It's really, really sweaty. Sleep at one.
Yay. Yes. Pardon? Good?
What? No, turn the... whatever.
We're good. All right. I got it.
So what else should we do? We should probably have Kay freestyle because nothing would make me happier. And that didn't sound sincere, but it really was.
Nothing would make me happier.
No, it really was.
Except for his battery is running out. I'm sorry.
Charlie, can you put him on charger? There we go. Yeah, let's do that. We have
Vancouver, in case you didn't know, you're listening to Life on Jump Street, and this is Risky Business.
Kay just loves to yell her name, like, fanatically whenever she can.
I am rude. I'm sorry. I have Tourette's.
No, it's cool.
Self-promotion Tourette's.
So, I'm kidding. Awesome. Fucking awesome. I feel good.
How about myself?
I have a great butt. My hair is shiny.
We've got self-promotion Tourette's here. Sorry. I feel embarrassed.
Awkward feelings.
Okay. So, Vancouver, if you want to call in and talk to the girls about anything, and I mean anything, give us a call.
Yeah, we will talk about anything.
604-822-2487. So right about now, I think we're just going to let Kay, are you ready? You ready to do...
Well, sure. I mean, I have no headphones and I can't hear music, but this should go very well.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do it.
All right, we're going to fix this situation right quick. And then what you're going to have is Kay.
Let's do this.
Kay Music.
I'm putting on her mix. Okay. You ready?
No. Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Boys. Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. More boys. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Boys.
I want bass. I just made that up. When it comes to my bass. Motherfuckers come around, they block.
boys, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound of the bass drum. Jungle music, go back to Africa. Nigga, I'll arrest you if you hold it up. Traffic, I'll be damned if I listen. So cop, save your breath and write another ticket if you have any left. I'm breaking eardrums while I'm breaking the law. I'm disturbing all the pieces since the soldiers at war. So catch me if you can, here's a donut. Just put your drive away, yo, you know I'm gonna go nut. And turn it up the way it was before, nice try. But you cannot stop the power of the bass in your eye. I wonder if I blasted a little Elvis Presley. Pull me over and attempt to arrest me. I really doubt that they probably start dancing. Jumping on my dick and pissing in their pants. Jiggling and jiggling and grabbing on their pelvis. But you know my name, so you'll never hear no Elvis. Street the hardcore, dirty street level shit. Guards on my side, so watch what the devil get. Fuck the Timothy, hitting 50 level feet. Coming up, I'm coming after woofers in my Jeep. Coming up, I'm coming after woofers in my Jeep. Coming up, I'm coming after woofers in my Jeep.
Body hit the body, hit the body, hit the dance. Dance, 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 dance. Body hit the body, hit the body, hit the body, hit the body, hit the dance. Throw my song on, excuse me.
I'm so crispy, I'm so crispy. My Z9, my shoes, they 50. I'm so crispy, I'm so crispy. My ice ain't that you haters wanna get me. I'm so crispy, I'm so crispy. I shine so hard that you boys can't miss me. I'm so crispy, I'm so crispy.
I'm gonna come up with a fight, you can't be with me.
Crispy, crisp, crispy, crisp, 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 crisp. Chris, 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 Chris,
Here's a heavy hitter on the microphone. Got an hour 25 into the unknown. Line up the candles, they all get blown. Dances, move your feet, no time to postpone. See, everybody wants a piece of my pie. I'm the only one that put her hands up high. Licking the lips cause I'm mouth so dry. Move out my way cause I'm just so fly. What you know about me, let me know. Think you're too cool to be free, let me know. Wanna get drunk, lean on me, let me know. Cause I'm about to bust like a pea from a now. What you know about my skills in the real? What you know about my skills with the deal? Anybody get rowdy, need to chill. Anybody wanna come fuck with us still? Risky business. Risky business. Risky business. Risky. Live and direct this in a mic check. All my party people, are you feeling a bass yet? Live and direct this in a mic check, 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 check. Live and direct this in a mic check. All my party people, are you feeling a bass yet? Live and direct this in a mic check, 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 check. I bet you get ya. 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 Ya, ya. I bet you get ya. I bet you get your ass kicked hanging around the park, bitch. You better run fast, you know who I run with. Heard a little rumor you went crazy and lost shit. Heard a little rumor that no one likes your music. And now you're freaking out the way a two-year-old takes a fit. You've been dead a long time, need to admit it. You're in over your head, you need to quit it. Saying what you're gonna do. Why don't you just do it? Because you're stupid, you cannot follow through it. Baby boy, why can't you just do it? A little bit faster, disaster, yeah, you can do it. A little bit faster, you bastard, yeah, you can do it. And when you're eating your words, yeah, you can chew it. You had an opportunity, but you blew it. It's risky business. It's risky. Risky business.
Oh my God. I'm really sweating now. That was freaking-tastic. I'm liking the F word today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good word. Though,
you're
okay.
Yeah.
That was kind of scary.
A little off the cuff. Just like threw you on the spot there.
I am. Yeah, you're like, hey,
hey, how about these songs you never heard of? I'm like, let's do this. Let's do it.
But that's a testament to the skills of Risky Business.
I'm excited.
Risky Business, even.
Business.
Isn't that better, baby? Okay. Isn't that better now that you have some Risky Business? Isn't that better?
Girls, we're going to pay some bills quickly, and then we're going to come back to more of whatever the hell you want to do.
More music.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Life on Drum Street, 101.9 CITR-FM is the station.
CITR?
Yeah, nothing, what? Girls?
I didn't know. You got to cue me. I thought you were going to pay some bills.
I'm paying some bills.
What, you want me to, like, do some call-outs here? Like, Dodd's Furniture. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. 24/7. 24/7.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, play some advertisements.
No, I'm doing them right now.
Oh, okay. Go over here. Advertising?
Right. We'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be back.
Do it. Noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Okay, so now.
Walking alone at night can be scary.
Stop right there, student. Why walk alone when you can call Safe Walk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355, use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries, use one of the big blue phone booths, or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
All right, welcome back. We're still here with Risky Business. I'm still sweating. I don't know why it's so fucking hot in here.
You're wearing shorts. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. You girls, you got me flustered over here.
A little bit. All flustered. Turkey.
That's okay, though.
Isn't that better, baby? Now that turn up the heat. Isn't that better?
I went and did Pigeon Pie today. It was awesome. I really strongly, suggest everyone in the city go do it in Stanley Park.
Where, Stanley Park is the spot.
Yeah.
How much is it?
$17 a person. You can just drink beers and smoke weed and go all day long.
Whoa, they let you drink beer?
Yeah, everybody has beer. Everybody's just drinking beer.
Amazing.
The guy was playing solitaire and he was counting out his cards when I got there and he was like, 11, 12, 13. He's like looking up at me all awkwardly. I'm like, it's okay, man. Like, finish it out. Solitaire is very important. It wasn't even like computer solitaire. It was like actual card solitaire. It's pretty nice. Awesome.
Okay, girls. Blondtron.
Yeah.
We heard from Kay. We heard her do her thing. So how about we have you do a little DJing?
Yeah, sounds like fun. Let's do it.
I'm excited.
Fine.
Okay, Kay has an attention problem.
Nope. Yeah. Like Neil Armstrong said, I've been to the moon and now I'm back and no one gives a fuck. Play that music.
Doing it.
All right, here we go, Vancouver. Blantron, Risky Business on 101.9 CITR FM. You're listening to Life on Jump Street.
Oh, check us out at myspace.com/officialriskybusiness.
Do that.
Yes.
Do that.
Love you.
It's official.
Official. Somebody else is taking Risky Business, you turd.
What?
Oh, yeah, and it was like some girl in like Minnesota, and she's like, I like flowers. Fuck you.
That's not Risky Business.
What's risky about liking flowers? Nothing. Everybody likes flowers. Take a risk like a weed. Like daffodils. Jesus. All right. Let's listen to it. Here we go. Cut me off.
All right. Blantron. Hey, nobody phoned me about the hockey game. What the blood clot? That either means no one's listening or you guys don't care.
Aww.
Yeah. I hope it's... Well, I hope it's neither of those things.
Yeah. It's because I've been on the phone long distance the whole time with my mother.
Oh,
yeah.
True. Okay, well, give us a call. 604-822-2487. Anyways, without further ado, Blantron. Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Care, people listen. Tim, the man, Tim, just gave us a call. Let me know that my boy Burrows just won the fucking series. I'm so happy. Anyways, Blantron, take it away. I got a semi. I'm not gonna say it. Bye.
Shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, VZ? And try to hit you with the old wifey. Till I get flash.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know? Talk, I was doing my thing. I know I was bad, baby, hey, baby, lately, you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, fucking no, yo, I wouldn't wanna know.
If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa. First class with the seat back, I still see ya in my past. You on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't run without Caesar.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Beneath the black, the sky looks dead. Know my name through the cream, and I hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black old sun. Won't you come? Won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black old sun. Won't you come? Won't you come?
Jay Blontron of Risky Business, 101.9 CITR FM, Life on Drum Street. Word. Okay.
All right.
You're killing me.
That was
I'm just like so sexy.
Yeah, and the music too, but also that. I think I soiled myself.
It's called Fasten Your Poop Belts.
We're playing Russian poulette in here. So you take a bunch of laxatives and just like try and scare each other.
I'm really sorry about her.
It's a fun game, Russian poulette. It's a subculture. It's awesome.
Okay, girls, so let the world know where we can see you and where we can hear you and et cetera.
Don't give her home address like last time.
Oh, God, that was a big mistake.
Yeah, let the world know your phone numbers, your BBM pins, whatever.
Well, we're playing this Saturday at the Met and the following Saturday at the Met. And I'm going to be playing for the Chaos Yes Tour opening at the Commodore on Friday.
Amazing.
And it's all by donation to the David Suzuki Foundation. So come out, support. It's going to be awesome. And then... what else is going on? Listen to us every Friday on Hot Mess from 6 to 7:30. Kay has great segments called Grind My Gears and What Did You Know About Fireplaces? And I play music and we have fun.
Big Tings.
Yeah.
Big Tings.
Chirk started his radio career on our show, actually.
It's so true. Yeah. I was even more nervous then than I am now, which is probably hard for you to believe.
That's okay.
Love it.
It was great.
Really, really quick, can I just give everybody
a hug?
A hug?
Yes.
I love you, Vancouver. You look good today.
Why don't you come sit on my lap? Mm. All right, go ahead.
Ladies.
Right. We were talking about that the other day, how if you just say ladies at the end of anything, it's creepy. Like
that's
from Dimitri Martin.
Yeah.
I fell into a well. Ladies. It's like a hot tub with really high walls. Sorry, what did you want to say, Kay?
I don't remember.
You were hugging everyone. You were hugging everyone.
We love you. Thanks.
Stay classy, Vancouver.
Yeah. Check me out. Wednesday, big party at the Lamplighter. Thursday, even bigger party at the Met. It's called Rocket Science. Me and Arnold Sane are going to blast off. Friday is the biggest party ever at the Modern. You need to check it out.
It's really, really fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. You'll probably see these girls jumping around there.
Probably in the DJ booth on top of the tables. Happened last week.
Yeah,
Chirk and Dirk.
Yeah, okay, well, keep it...
Children jerky. It's Chirk in the house.
Keep it tight.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the wah-wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox wah-wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat.